Right, today I'm with racecourse photographer Alan Crowhurst. Thanks very much for agreeing to talk to us,
pleasure.
Alan. Can you just explain who you are? I mean, you're a former HWPA Photographer of the Year.
Yes.
Can you tell us what your job actually is?
I'm a Getty Images contract photographer. So I race approximately 4 days a week, anywhere around the country, really.
And what's this award you've won, the HWPA?
Well, that's the Horse Writers and Photographers Association. I think I won it in 2009 and 13. Portfolio gets judged. Somebody has to win it.
And you've won, it's not just the only thing you've won, you've won the Sports Photographer Awards as well.
Yeah, I won. I was 2015 SJA Sports Photographer of the Year. And I've also won the Specialist Sports Portfolio as well for the SJA.
So was that other sports or racing?
That was all racing.
And are you predominantly a racing photographer?
I would say, yeah, I would say 95% of my year would be horse racing.
Right. Now, going back a bit, I understand you had a bookmaking grandfather.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, so I remember my dad telling me that his dad would wake him up early in the morning, so, you know, we're off to the races, and that was it. And we found his old bookmaking board down my dad's old shop once. So it's always been in the family.
Where were you brought up?
Brighton. Born in Brighton.
Was he a racecourse bookmaker?
It back in those days, you could do it on and off. So right. Yes.
Okay. So what's the earliest memories of sort of getting into racing?
Oh, we'd probably go bank holiday Monday to Epsom with my dad in the car. Probably every year, to be honest. And we always used to watch it on telly. Always had a little bet when we, you know, little Yankee. 5p Yankee when we were younger. Yeah.
So when did your interest in photography start?
Probably around maybe 1980 odd. I used to be a computer operator on old ICL machines many years ago. And somebody I was working with bought a camera. And it just went from there. I then went and bought one, and I was already into horse racing, and I'd be gambling, greyhounds, horse racing, not very good at it, and I just thought I could possibly take pictures of them instead of losing money, but still go to the event.
So are you self-taught in photography?
Yes.
And how did you go about learning?
Reading, looking. I think looking's everything.
Did you have any mentors at all, sort of give you a leg up and show you the basics?
No, I mean, everybody joins a camera club back in the day, you know, a Brighton camera club, but I think you just learn by your mistakes and remember, you know, if you can benefit from a mistake, then it's not a mistake.
Yeah, and so was your subject always going to be horse racing?
It was always going to be sport, yes. Yeah.
And you didn't sort of more lucrative things like papping, standing outside of a nightclub looking for drugs?
I've probably done a couple of doorsteps for the mail, but that was about it.
So do you remember your first actual paid published photograph?
I do. It was a greyhound photograph, funnily enough, in the Racing Post of the Brighton Bell Heats at Hove. Black and white, first bend. So remember it well. 1990. I think July, I think.
So was that your first professional?
First published in a newspaper.
Yeah. So when did you actually go professional as a photographer?
Well, on and off. So probably 1990, I was shooting a little bit. I did some bits for Sporting Pictures and Sport in General. And then some children came along, and so, you know, I had to get another job, but then came back in. It was always interested. And probably early 2000s got back into it from that point.
Is it still a buzz to see your photographs in print now?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I mean, the press rooms these days are almost empty a lot of places. A lot of the print journalists are sort of a dying breed.
Yep.
Is online a bigger thing for you now? Will you get your photographs published or not?
Well, to me, so I get a fee to come racing. So where they're published, right, to me doesn't affect what I earn. But there are, I think there are a lot more pictures online than in print now. Yeah, I mean, some newspapers don't even know horse racing exists anymore, yeah, to be honest.
So you mentioned other sports. Have you photographed other greyhounds? You mentioned. Have you photographed other sports seriously, like football or rugby or cricket?
Yes, I've probably done 20 odd different sports. So I used to do Cowes Wake sailing. Did that for about 5 years running. So usually go to the Greyhound Derby final. Football, rugby.
So all these different sports must have their own challenges. I mean, do you have to learn on as you go each time you take on a new one?
Yes, you do, yeah. I mean, you could look up, you know, the more you shoot, the more you understand. But some events, like football, you've got very limited, you know, you've got a seating position and that's where you stay. And yet with horse racing, as long as you're behind a rail, you can go sort of anywhere. You can go out in the country, you can go near the finish. But with football, you can sit. You might only be able to sit down the side, down the dugout side only, so you've got side on view. Or you can only sit behind one goal. But you can't wander it. That is your position. If you don't like it, hard luck.
Now, I'm guessing when you started, I don't know my history of photography, but it was film you were using.
Yep.
Is it a lot easier now that it's digital?
I mean, just the speed of it, isn't it? I mean, you can come in from a race, plug your card in, you know, a minute edit, a caption and a send. So, yeah.
Did you have to develop in the old days?
I used to get them developed, yeah. So, the Greyhound picture was all shot on film. Got it devved in Brighton. And actually, I took the prints up to the Racing Post in Raines Park, I think.
Right, now, you've mentioned the awards that you've won. So, obviously, your work does stand out amongst your peers in competition and just in general work. So what do you do differently to get a Alan Crowhurst shot?
Well, I suppose I get a lot of opportunity because racing 4 days a week, I'll go to some meetings where they're not overly special, let's say. You know, we're here at Goodwood for 5 days, which is nice. But I could go to Leicester or Brighton that's just handicaps. So that gives me the opportunity, you know, I don't need to have the winner. I can then go and look for a picture. So you could say the job allows me to go and look for a picture.
Yeah. Okay, so what would you consider yourself to be an artist in a way? When you're sort of looking at shots to frame up, do you imagine shots before you get them and try and find them?
You certainly imagine, you try and imagine what you're going to get. Definitely. And then you try and think, well, what's the best way of getting this? Is there a right amount of horses in the race? Does it work with a lot of horses? Does it work with a few horses? So you do plan, definitely.
So what's different about specialising in photographing horses and horse racing compared to, like you say, football or another sport?
Well, I think you get more freedom in horse racing. As I said earlier, it's, you know, you get a position at football, that's where you're staying. And if it doesn't come your way, you could end up with very little. Whereas horse racing, you know where they're going to start, you know where they're going to finish, and you know which way they're running. So you can plonk yourself anywhere between those two points, really, to create yourself a picture.
But you say in football, if you want to get a good photograph of a certain player, you've got 90 minutes to do it. If you want to get the winner of the derby, you've got no second chances, so it must be a lot of pressure.
If you think of it as just a horse race, regardless of the title, You'll get the picture. Okay. It's just the same horses with jockeys coming towards you. Just shoot them as you normally would, and it'll be fine.
Okay, now, are there any favourite photographs of yours that you can share with us that we'll put up on the video that you're particularly proud of? And why? Why are you proud of them?
Why? Blimey. I'd have to have a look, actually. I quite like the and I've forgotten the name of it, the one jump in the water jump at Newbury, Tom Scudamore, a front runner, you know it, you know the name of it, orange colours. Anyway, that was, so I panned that very slow and the head was pin sharp, but yeah, that was nice.
Is that one of the ones you won in the war?
Don't know, I'm old and my memory's going.
Okay, we sort of mentioned before about the specific challenges of horse racing, of the photographing horse racing, which you've gone over. What are the best and worst aspects of it?
Well, the worst is the rain. It's just, you know, you're covering up your camp, you're trying to keep everything dry, including yourself, and it's not It's not ideal. But the best bits are when, you know, you try and get yourself a picture and it works, and you look at it and you go, yeah, you know, you put a lot of thought into it and you get the result that you thought you wanted, and it's nice when you get it.
And there's a lot of colour on the race course away from the equine stars. Do you sort of go around and take some chance shots of race goers? And
yeah, I will do. I like going up to the champagne tent here because it's got nice orangey-yellow umbrellas. Always works nice in the sunlight. Oh, yeah, on a big 3-4 day meeting, you'll have a little wander around in the morning. You get a few bits and pieces. Yeah.
So on the lookout for celebrities for the odd pick in one of the glossies.
If they're in front of me, yes.
Okay, so you've done incredibly well so far with your career. What goals have you got looking forward?
Well, hopefully just to keep shooting racing for Getty, to be honest, because, you know, they don't tell you how to shoot anything. They send you to the track. They trust you to shoot what you see, what you want, what you think's nice, which is great. You know, that freedom's good. And I think you get the best out of a photographer letting him be a photographer.
And any particular events around the world horse racing that you haven't photographed that you'd like to?
Well, I'd like to shoot the Maidan, but then Getty have an office in Dubai, so they're not going to ship somebody from the UK when they've got snappers already there. Melbourne Cup would be nice, but once again, Australian office. So yeah, England and Ireland it is.
And do you, would you have like a busman's holiday? Would you go racing on a day off?
Oh, I would, yeah. I like racing. Yeah. I still like a bet now and again, occasionally. But yeah, I like racing. I bring my dad sometimes.
Excellent. Aaron Crowes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's not just online betting at Star Sports. You can call us too on 08000 5-1 3-1 and speak directly to one of our friendly and experienced traders. BeGambleAware.org. Over 18 only.